sexy shuckers. Shuckers baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Biloxi Shuckers baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Tuesday and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for the first of six between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who lead the Southern League South Division at 28-17, and the second place Biloxi Shuckers, who come in today tied for second in the South Division at 23-22, 5 games behind the Blue Wahoos with 24 to go here in the first half of the regular season. Jacob Blake alongside you throughout the evening here on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Shuckers come in today after splitting six with the Montgomery Biscuits. The Biscuits took the finale by an 11-3 final, but the Shuckers got runners on. They ended up with 10 hits. Problem was, they only got three home. They got a hit in at least all but one inning at the plate, but they left someone on in 7 of their 9 offensive innings. Isaac Collins came in as a pinch hitter, had a couple of walks. Jackson Churio, a multi-hit game. Felix Valerio, the first three-hit game of his season. And Nick Cale broke out of an 0-for-21 skid to start the year and tallied 2 hits. Justin Jarvis back on the hill tonight. And what better way to talk about the pitching staff than to talk to the guy who runs the entirety of the not only Shuckers pitching staff, but the pitching staff across the organization. That's pitching coordinator Nick Childs. He's our pregame interview today. We talk with him about all things pitching coordinator, what that looks like at an organizational level, and a bit about being back in Biloxi after being a pitching coach here for 2 years. That comes your way next before a 6:35 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Series opener between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, scheduled for a 6:35 first pitch here in Biloxi. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the Brewers organizational pitching coordinator, Nick Childs, who is also back
after being the pitching coach the last 2 years here in Biloxi. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
What's it like being back in Biloxi after being here for the last couple of years?
It's been great. I really enjoyed my 2 years in Biloxi. The people are fantastic. The staff's great. And so it's definitely, I like the food here. And so it's been a good few days and looking forward to a few more for sure.
Talk about the food. What's your favorite thing to get down here on the coast?
For sure, half shell and non-paid endorsement, but the oyster sampler platter is something that I was certainly looking forward to for the last 6 weeks or so before getting out here. So,
well, there we go. You're also in your first year as pitching coordinator. What does that look like for you?
It's been really enjoyable. Definitely the not being in the dugout and clubhouse with the same group of guys every day has definitely been an adjustment, and that's definitely been the hardest part, the most challenging part as a pitching coach for the last 11 years or whatever it was. You really enjoy the relationship building and that side of things that you only get from kind of that day-to-day environment. And that's where I've ended up kind of traveling around a lot here at the front end of the season to kind of figure out what cadence of things I want to do and different things there. And honestly, like, just the connection with the players and getting to see them more often and connection with the staff just, like, obviously means a lot to me. And so it's been fun. I get to look at it from a little bit of a different lens and get to talk to the pitching coaches and stuff a lot more. And so it's been cool to see how everything's going around and picking the brains of the people that we've got and stuff. So I've really enjoyed that side, but not being in the dugout in a clubhouse with the same group of guys every day is definitely a challenge.
And you're a guy who oversees the entirety of the organization. What does that look like for you on a day-to-day basis?
It sounds probably like more complicated than it really is. It's just, like I said, a lot of conversations with pitching coaches and following along with stuff throughout the system. And we didn't have much turnover in the pitching department at all the last couple of years. So it's well before I was in this position. It's become a pretty well-oiled machine in the stance that guys know what to expect every day. We've got a lot of people that are on the same page. We've got a lot of great pitching coaches. So that makes it like fairly simple, as it's the same people just in some slightly different roles. So
2023 is also your fourth year in the organization, and you're already in the role of pitching coordinator after in 2019 you were coaching college baseball. How fun is that to look back at the journey and go, 4 years ago I was coaching at Northern Colorado, and now I'm overseeing an organization on pitching side of things that's been really, really good?
Yeah, it's certainly, like, it's definitely rewarding, and I love what I do every day. I will say too, like, I've loved every single job along the way, and so it's never been something where I just continue to try to be where my feet are, and that sounds cliche, but it's genuinely how I feel. And so I've enjoyed all the different stops along the way. This one's certainly different. It's the first time that I'm not actually a pitching coach, so it's got its differences there, but I've enjoyed every part of it. But I certainly it's not lost on me, like, what I'm able to do every day. And I told a pitcher this the other day. It's like, 7-year-old me would think that 35-year-old me, what 35-year-old me is doing every day is pretty cool. And so I try to keep that in perspective and enjoy it. I enjoy the heck out of it for sure.
What's the biggest thing you've learned in your 4 years here with the Brewers?
Man, biggest thing I've learned, that's tough. I would say, like, one of the things that drew me to the organization when the opportunity kind of arose was just the culture in which we do things, and it being a very, like, person-first organization was something that enticed me a lot, and it hasn't disappointed at all. And I think just putting relationships at the forefront of what we do, I wouldn't say that that's something that, like, I've necessarily learned, but it's something that I would say is, like, among the tops of the things that I appreciate the most. And then I think just, like, being a part of probably any professional organization, just the resources that are available for our pitchers is just obviously more than when I was coaching in college. In college, I was the director of player development, the recruiting coordinator, the pitching coach, the academic advisor, the strength coach at some places, the grounds crew. And so now we have like a lot of people, experts in those different areas. So like we get to, I think, tackle this at a better, from every angle, and have a lot of experts in their areas, and I don't have to pretend to be an expert in those areas anymore, which is nice.
Well, and you're not having to rake an infield.
100%. Yeah, like absolutely. Or shovel snow off the field.
That's a big plus. Yeah. And I think if you ever shoveled snow down here in Biloxi, something has gone horribly wrong with Planet Earth.
100%, yeah.
On the Biloxi Shuckers side of things, this is a staff on the pitching side of things with a lot of young talent. What's impressed you the most this year about the Shuckers staff?
They've been really good. They're doing really well in a couple, like in just a few different areas. It's been great. They're attacking guys. They're relentless. They're competitive. They've got good processes to work on and in their development side. But when they go out on the mound, they compete and they attack hitters. And I think that makes the hitter makes the hitter feel them. And that's something that we talk a lot about. And everything is being able to go out and just compete and try to get outs, and the rest is going to kind of continue to take care of itself. But I think the kind of swagger and competitiveness, especially from some young guys in this group, it's been really fun to see some of these guys' journey over the last few years, for sure.
Well, Nick, thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you back in Biloxi.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35.
Big thank you to Nick Childs as our pregame interview. The Shuckers have taken the field. Let's take a break for the national anthem. First pitch comes next. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
By Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
Welcome to the biggest week in the first half of the season here in the Southern League South Division. It's the 28-17 Pensacola Blue Wahoos in town to take on the 23-22 Biloxi Shuckers. The Shuckers enter today in second place, a tie with the Biscuits, 5 games behind the Blue Wahoos. Javen Blake with you throughout the night, throughout the week here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's the righty Justin Jarvis who gets the start for Biloxi, 4-2 with a 2.66 ERA. Makes his ninth start of the year, 44 innings pitched, 14 walks, 53 strikeouts, and he faces the switch hitting Nassim Nunez. First pitch is a called strike one on the outside corner, and we're officially underway. 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Jarvis delivers. Curveball, called strike two on the outside corner. Jarvis is a guy who works fast, and especially when he starts getting going on the mound, he speeds up even more. 0-2 pitch. Nunez takes the changeup away. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. The pitch lifts it foul. Third base side. Tyler Black, the third baseman, back towards the Blue Wahoos bullpen on the left field side. Makes the catch. One up, one down. Brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. First pitch weather tonight, 80 degrees and partly cloudy. Wind coming in from right at 5 miles an hour. Lefty Troy Johnston steps in. 250 hitter this year. First pitch. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. It's Nunez, Johnston, and then Dane Myers top of the order. Jarvis's 0-1 pitch. Misses up and away. Jarvis this year makes his third start against Pensacola. The 2-0 delivery. Lifts it foul behind home plate out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Blue Wahoos and Shuckers playing each other for the first time since the Shuckers opened the home slate with the Blue Wahoos. It was each of the first two starts of the year for Jarvis that came against Pensacola. And he did well. The 2-1 pitch. Line drive back into center field. Churio's on from center, and it drops down in front of him for a base hit. We've met Black at third. We've met Churio in center. Time to meet the rest of the Shuckers defense. Tristan Lutz is in left. Lamar Sparks is in right. Freddie Zamora is at short. Ethan Murray at second. Wes Clark at first. And Jefferson Caro's behind the plate. Brings up the righty Dane Myers. One on, one out. Scoreless here on the top of the first inning. Myers, a team-high 285 average. First pitch, misses low. Count goes to 1-0. The fastball at 94 from Jarvis. He's got a four-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, and splitter. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball chopped on the ground, out towards short. Zamora grabs it, stumbles it for a moment, throws to second. That's all they get. Myers reaches on the fielder's choice. Johnston's retired. And it brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Myers pulverized it off the edge of the dirt circle around home plate. Right up off the grass and out to short. Brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Man on first, two outs. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. A right-handed Jarvis works quick. Delivers home. Curveball, chopped foul, first base side. In and out of a fan's glove in the first row. And the count goes 0-1. Mesa Jr. this year hitting .262 with a .337 OBP. Stands at the back of the left-handed box. Jarvis works third base side of the rubber. 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 93. And the count goes 0-2. Six strikeouts in his last start for Jarvis. Against Pensacola, he struck out 13 in 11 innings. Mesa Jr. steps back in. He called time for a moment. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Babbled back. Count stays at 0-2. Mesa Jr. steps back in. A little bit of a bat waggle. The pitch. Misses low and away. Count goes to 1-2. Blue Wahoos coming to today with a league best 28-17 record. They've gone 17-7 in the month of May. One of the best marks in the entirety of minor league baseball. 1-2 pitch. Curveball, wave and a miss. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through half inning of play. We're scoreless. Shuckers up to bat when we return. Let's see Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Lefty Jonathan Bermudez takes the hill for Pensacola. Bottom half of the first inning, series opener between the Blue Wahoos and the Shuckers in MGM Park. Pensacola left a man on in the top half of the inning, and now it's time for the Shuckers to get to work. The lineup is led by the left-handed hitting Tyler Black at the top. The lefty Bermudez makes his third start of the year, third start in the Marlins organization since being signed in early May. 0-1 with an ERA of 2, 9 innings of work, 7 walks, 14 strikeouts. First pitch of the day from Bermudez. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Black this year hitting .234. Southern League best, .429 OBP. Leads the team with an .867 OPS. 1-0 delivery. Black takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Lefty Bermudez kicks and fires. Black pops it up, out behind home plate. Bennett Hostetler, the catcher, looks at it, drops down up and out of play. The count goes to 2-1. Bermudez, a lefty that stands in at 6'2", 237 pounds. 27-year-old out of Puerto Rico. The 2-1 pitch to Black. Swings and lifts it foul behind home plate. Count evens at 2-2. Bermudez is a four-pitch guy, fastball, slider, curveball, and a changeup. Comes set, first base side of the rubber, delivers home. Wave and a miss and a slider. First down of the inning. Brings up the righty, Jackson Churio. Rest of the order for Biloxi. Wes Clark bats third. Jefferson Caro's behind him. Then it's Freddie Zamora, Lamar Sparks, Ethan Murray, Tristan Lutz, and Felix Valeria. Churio steps in from the right side against Bermudez. The first pitch. Wave and a miss and a slider. Count goes to 0-1. Tried to time it up. It fluttered in at 73. The 0-1 pitch. Misses up and away. Count evens, 1-1. The notable name that's missing from the Shuckers roster today is Noah Campbell. And it's missing in the best way possible. He got called up to AAA. Looking to make his debut this week with the Sounds. 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss on a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. With Isaac Collins coming down from AAA beginning of last week, Campbell goes up this week. The 1-2 delivery. Lifts it. Foul territory, first base side. Troy Johnston, the first baseman, runs out of room. And the count stays at 1-2. Part of the reason why Campbell went up is Luke Voigt got DFA'd by the Brewers. Called up Abraham Toro today from AAA. The 1-2 pitch. Chopped back up the middle over Bermudez's glove. Nassim Nunez, the shortstop, has to go under his glove and into center field. Churio's off to second. Devers slides after it, and Churio's into second. Churio's into second on a chopper back up the middle that somehow sweeps through, and then nobody covers second. It goes down as an E6 on Nunez. And the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position for the righty Wes Clark. One out, runner on second, scoreless here in the first. Bermudez fires home. Clark lifts this in the air to left center field. Conine over and back, and it drops down and goes to the wall. Churio rounds third and comes home. Mesa Jr., the center fielder, picks it up. Clark's into second with a stand-up double. Shuckers take an early 1-0 lead. Brings up the right hand hitting Jefferson Caro. Shuckers didn't get the first run in at all in the final four games of the series last week against Montgomery. They get it home today. First pitch, the righty Caro. Misses inside and goes to 1-0. That's the 18th RBI of the year for Clark. Builds off of what was a real good week a couple days ago against Montgomery. Nunez checks around. The pitch home. Caro shoots it foul. Out to right. Then out of play. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. Count at 1-2 with one away. Caro, who rocks the high Royal Blue Sox, steps back in from the right side. Bermudez comes set. Now delivers. Misses off the outside corner to the righty. Count evens, 2-2. The pitch. Caro rolls it foul past third base coach Nick Stanley down the left field line. Stanley chugs after it and floods the little kid in the first row. How do you like that? Count it 2-2 to Caro. The pitch takes up and away. Count goes to 3-2. Caro this year hitting a team-high 271. He's also smashed a team-high 9 homers. The 3-2 pitch. Caro drifts it in the air out to right center field. Dane Myers, the right fielder, over. Clark drifts off the second base bag. Myers makes the catch, fires it in. Clark's back to the bag in plenty of time. Two-way now for Freddie Zamora. Gives us a chance to set the defense for Pensacola. Griffin Conine's in left. Victor Mesa Jr. in center. Dane Myers is in right. Third, first around the infield. Cody Morissette, Nassim Nunez, Jose Devers, and Troy Johnston with Bennett Hotstetler behind the plate. Main on second with two away. 1-0 Biloxi here on the bottom of the first. The pitch. Zamora takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Zamora is hitting 256 on the year with a 371 OBP. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens, 1-1. Zamora in from the right-handed box. The 1-1 pitch. Takes a slider off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. This is the Shuckers offense that's really been waiting the last couple of days to explode. They put the power on display in a 10-4 win on Saturday. The 2-1 pitch. Zamora rolls it down the third baseline. Morissette backhands it, and the hole fires across the diamond to first. A good play to retire Zamora and end the inning. But in the inning, the Shuckers score one run off one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. After one, Shuckers lead it 1-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Welcome back to MGM Park, top of the second inning. Justin Jarvis on the hill, delivers home. It's a slider, called strike one to the righty, Will Banfield. Shuckers lead it 1-0, top of the second inning. Pitch the righty, Banfield. Curveball, spins it in for strike two. Banfield this year hitting 241. Used his one timeout against Jarvis. Jarvis, a guy who works quicker than just about anybody else. 0-2 pitch. Fastball. Lifts it. Foul territory. First base side out of play. Stays at 0-2. Jarvis threw 15 pitches in the first inning. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball. Wave and a miss. Top of the zone. Second straight strikeout. Going back to last inning. That one came in at 94. Top of the zone. One out, nobody on in the second. Brings up the lefty, Jose Devers. 242 hitter this year. Jarvis delivers. Curveball. Spins it in on the inside corner. Now goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch. Lips it out to left center field. Lutz is after it. Back towards the warning track. Looks up and it smacks off the wall in left center. Devers drives in the second with a double, 98 off the bat. It's the second hit today from Pensacola. First extra base hit brings up the lefty, Cody Morissette. Morissette's first at bat this year against Biloxi. Didn't play in that first series earlier this year. Devers on second with one away, 1-0 Biloxi. First pitch. Morissette stares at it off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Morissette drafted in the second round of the 2021 draft. College teammates with Sal Frelick, who went in the first round to the Brewers. Jarvis delivers. Curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens at 1-1. Frelick and Morissette, teammates at Boston College, are one of the most dynamic duos in the ACC when they were together at BC. The 1-1 pitch. In the dirt, Kiro blocks it up. Count goes to 2-1. Jarvis. Jarvis works third base side of the rubber. Tempers off second. Zamora, the shortstop, up the middle. Shades over a bit. The pitch. Fastball. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Morissette back in from the left side. Rocks the bright white batting gloves. Now Jarvis steps off, takes a moment. Steps back on the rubber. Morissette has white wrist tape and bright white batting gloves. The 3-1 pitch. Fouls it back. Count goes to 3-2. Seen a couple different pitches working tonight for Jarvis to get the strikeout. One on the fastball, another on a splitter. The payoff pitch. This is off the outside corner. After the double, Morissette walks. Brings up the right-handed hitting Bennett Hotstetler. Hotstetler digs in from the right side. Devers at second, Morissette at first. 1-0 Shuckers against Pensacola, top of the second inning. Hotstetler steps all the way in. A little bit of a bat waggle against Jarvis, who comes set. Now the pitch, fastball. Just off the outside corner, count goes to 1-0. Hotstetler this year hitting 250 with a 412 OBP. He's been real hot over his last five games. 6 for his last 19 at the plate. 1-0 delivery. Curveball. Grounds it on one hop to Murray, who underhands to Zamora at second. Fires the first in time, and a good double play by the Shuckers to end the inning. A beautiful turn up the middle by Murray and Zamora. And the Shuckers escape a jam here in the top of the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Through an inning and a half, 1-0 Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shuckers right, baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and family live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the Class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
First pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers got out of the top of the second inning thanks to a double play brought to you by the double tree by Hilton Biloxi. The 0-1 delivery. Sparks takes inside on a slider, checks his swing, and first base umpire Tom O'Neill says he doesn't go. Count evens 1-1. But fans, just steps away from Beaches Casinos and MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. The 1-1 delivery. Sparks takes off the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Your umpiring crew tonight behind the plate, Macon Hammond, Tom O'Neill's at first, and Joe McCarthy is the third base umpire. The 2-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens, 2-2. Sparks enters today, hitting 216 on the year with a 367 OBP. Bermudez fires zone. Sparks takes up high. Count goes to 3-2. Sparks enters today with a 5-game hit streak, and he's also reached base in 7 straight. The 3-2 pitch. Sparks tries to lay off it, but it's at the top of the zone with a slider. Called strike 3. Brings up the right hand hitting Ethan Murray. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the second inning. Murray hitting 258 this year. First pitch from Bermudez. Fastball misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Let us know where you're listening in from tonight. 601-514-0776. Bermudez fires. Called strike, top of the zone. Count evens at 1-1. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The pitch to Murray. Takes up high. Count goes to 2-1. It's a big week for a lot of former schools where Shuckers players attended. Big week for Ethan Murray's Duke Blue Devils in the NCAA Regionals this weekend. The 2-1 delivery. Murray fouls it back. Count evens, 2-2. Same with Tyler Black. His Wright State Raiders in action this weekend in Indiana State. NCAA tournament gets started up end of this week. One of the best times in baseball. Not only is Major League Baseball underway, all of minor league baseball, but the college baseball season's heading towards Omaha. The 2-2 pitch. Murray fouls it off behind home plate. Count stays even, 2-2. Murray's got some NCAA tournament experience with the Blue Devils. Won the ACC title back in 2021. The 2-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Count goes 4. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Bermudez sets. Now delivers. Murray lines it right to short. Nunez picks up his glove and snags it. 104 off the bat. Bit of a tough luck out by Murray. Two-way now for the righty Tristan Lutz. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch was a slider, called strike 1 to the righty Tristan Lutz. Have a clip back with you. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Shuckers over Pensacola. The pitch misses up and away. Count evens, 1-1. Sun starting to set with some cloud cover here in Biloxi. And there's about 20 seagulls who have taken residency flying around MGM Park right now. The 1-1 pitch. Lutz takes up and away. Count goes to 2-1. There's 3 or 4 that are right now just flying up and around the playing surface, couple more up towards the suite level. One flew by us here in the booth an inning ago. The 2-1 delivery. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Lutz this year hitting 182 with a 280 OBP. Just about 6 weeks on the injured list. The 3-1 delivery. Misses up high, 4. The Shuckers get a man on with 2-way. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Lex is OBP now with a flock of seagulls flying around MGM Park. This is an unconfirmed stat, but at the moment, it looks like it's 1,000, which is a pretty good OBP. It's a perfect OBP. First pitch, the righty Valerio. Chops it foul, third base side. Gets into the Pensacola dugout. Count goes 0-1. Valerio this year hitting 215 with a 295 OBP. Was terrific on Sunday. 3-for-4 with three singles and scored a run. The pitch. Slider called strike two on the inside corner. Biloxi leads it 1-0, bottom of the second inning. Valerio, the nine man in the order before it flips around back to Tyler Black at the top of the order. Check back to first. Left slides back in. No balls, two strikes, two away. Bermudez fires. Up and in. Count goes to 1-2. Lux at first. 1-0 Biloxi, bottom of the second inning. One run came home on an RBI double from West Cork. The 1-2 pitch. Valerio rolls it on the ground left side of the infield. Past Nunez's dive and into left for a base hit. Valerio's really heating up. He's now 4 for his last 5. Base hit puts runners on first and second for Tyler Black at the top of the Shuckers order. Black's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. And the Seagulls have re-emerged. They went behind the ballpark on the left field side. Now there's like 30. They're flying around the sweet level. They haven't made their way to the field yet. First pitch to the lefty, Tyler Black. As a slider misses away, count goes to 1-0. Bermudez delivers. Black takes the strike in the outside corner. Count evens up, 1-1. One's now sitting on the top of the ballpark on the overhang above the Cloud 7 skybox on the third base side. And now we flew away. This is an impressive amount of seagulls that have infiltrated MGM Park. The 1-1 pitch. Black lifts it foul up towards the seagulls. Gets out of play. Avoids the birds. And bounces down for strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Black calls time and steps out. I wonder if the birds heard from the relatives of the one that Zach Gallen nailed with a baseball back at Chase Field a couple weeks ago. 1-2 pitch, misses away. Count evens 2-2. Maybe that was the messaging. Stay away from the field. You can watch the game, but stay in the stands. Don't get on the field. Or the goose that was running around a Hudson Valley Renegades game last week, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. They had chasing off the field and everything. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch misses away, gets by Hostetler. Lutz moves to third, Valerio up to second. Goes with a wild pitch. Now a single likely brings home two. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Jackson Churio stands on deck. Shuckers already up 1-0. Bermudez steps. Have a 3-2 pitch. Black swings and ropes it down the right field line. It drops in for a base hit. Lutz comes home. Valerio rounds third and comes home. Black is around second. He's off to third. The throw into Devers, the cutoff man. The throw to third. Not in time. He's under the tag. It's a two-run triple from Tyler Black. He extends his on-base streak to 24 in a row, and the Shuckers take a 3-0 lead. Nick Stanley now calls the Shuckers training staff. Tanner Boss sprints out of the dugout. Mike Guerrero goes along with him. Black right now doing some stretching. And pointing to his lower back. Boss is sort of feeling around the area to make sure everything's okay with Black, who's been one of the best prospects in the Brewers system this year. And he's good to go. Black, a former hockey player, a former defenseman as well. There's a thing or two about being hockey tough. Stays in the game and extends that on base streak to 24 in a row. Within striking distance of the Shuckers record that's set at 27. Runner on third, two away, 3-0 Biloxi. And it's Jackson Churio at the plate. Mutez fires. Churio takes a strike on the inside corner. He reached an error last time up. By the way, for Black, that's his 23rd and 24th RBIs of the year. Bermudez fires. Churio takes slow and away. And evens up 1-1. That was a lot of hustle, too, from Black. Great job to get out of the box and move it. The 1-1 pitch. Churio takes up and away. Count goes to 2-1. Churio in from the right side. Bermudez kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. Pitch down low. Count evens up 2-10. The pitch to Churio. Ground ball left side of the infield. Morris at the third baseman. Grabs it, slings it to first. And that ends the inning. But the Shuckers strike twice. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through two. Shuckers have jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Inning. Biloxi 3, Pensacola nothing here in a series opener from MGM Park. The pitch, Conine fouls it off his front foot, up the third baseline. Jarvis comes off, bare hands it, jump through to first, and it's actually right next to the bank. That was impressive. But it goes down as a foul ball, count even one ball and one strike. Jarvis is showing off the athleticism a little bit there. Conine in the nine spot, a 220 hitter this year with a 343 OBP. The pitch, curveball, checks his swing, goes around. Count it, one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, fastball up and in. Count evens, two and two. It's been a good first two innings for Jarvis. Two strikeouts and two scoreless innings. The righty delivers. Misses Lemon inside. Count goes to three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 pitch, fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. Dialed of a fastball at 94 on the outer black. Conine's retired, first out, brings up the switch hitting team Nunez. 3-0 Biloxi, one out, nobody on in the top of the third. Nunez at the top of the order. One time through, Jarvis allowed just two hits. First pitch. Big looping curve misses high. Count goes to 1-0. Fluttered in at 74. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Two different types of curveballs from Jarvis. One is a big, slow looping curve, and the other one comes in about 5 miles an hour faster. The 2-0 delivery. Nunez hammers it to center field, but Churio's under it. Barely has to move. Tracks back towards the 400 sign, sticks up the glove, and makes the catch for the second out. Was hard off the bat. The only problem was, it just a bit too far up on the launch angle. Didn't get as much out as Nunez would have liked. Brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. Two outs, nobody on. Pitch from Jarvis. Fastball, called strike one in the inside corner. That one blazed in at 94. One of his fastest pitches today. The 0-1 delivery. Ground ball right side of the infield past Murray and in the right for a base hit. Johnston 2-for-2 today with two singles. Brings up the ready Dane Myers. Two outs, one on. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Myers in from the right side. First pitch. Fastball called strike one. That one blazed in at 95. That's his fastest pitch of the day right there. Myers is 0-for-1. Grounded into a fielder's choice back in the first inning. The pitch. Fastball. Misses off the outside corner. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Jarvis trying to finish off a scoreless third. The pitch, fastball, chopped on the ground right side of the infield. Murray's got it, takes a step, fires the cork at first, and that ends the inning. Good third inning from Jarvis. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through 2.5, 3-0 Biloxi. Shuckers back to work after this. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it
Bermudez sets. Now the 0-2 pitch to Kira. Misses low. Count goes to 1-2. By the way, a big hello to Kane, who's tuning in from under the scoreboard tonight at MGM Park. That's quite the fun view. Might get a souvenir here in a couple moments, the way the Shunkers are swinging it tonight. They're up 3-0, bottom of the third inning. Bermudez delivers. Misses up high. Count evens 2-2. Also, a big hello to Pop and LC, who are listening in from Hollywood, Maryland tonight, cheering on their grandson, Ethan. That would be Ethan Murray. Thanks so much for tuning in. The 2-2 pitch. Cairo fouls it straight back up. Hits off the very top of the net. Count stays at 2-2. By the way, fans, if you want to tune in our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776, give us a text. Let us know where you're listening in from tonight. Again, that's 601-514-0776. 2-2, the count to the righty Caro. Bermudez sets, now delivers. Lifts it, out behind home plate. Hostetler gives it a chase, but it's out of play. Count stays at 2-2. That missed the guy's beard by maybe 6 inches. The beer is safe. The nachos that the person next to him have are also safe. And the usher gives a very, very, very clear 2 thumbs up. He's good to go. The 2-2 pitch to Caro. Lifts it out to right. Myers tracks in a couple steps. and makes the catch towards right center. Two away now. Brings up the righty Freddie some work. It's now three straight retired by Bermudez since the two RBI triple from Tyler Black. Brings up the righty Freddie Zamora. Three nothing Biloxi, two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the third inning. Bermudez fires. Zamora lifts it out to short center field. Mesa Jr., the center fielder, jogs in. Makes the catch, ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the third inning for Bermudez. Checkers pulled off the board for the first time tonight in an inning. They lead it 3-0. After three, back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Box. Shuckers lead it 3-0. First pitch of the inning. Bunted up the third baseline. Foul. Count goes 0-1. It's been a good first three innings from Jarvis. Three scoreless innings. 44 pitches. That pitch is his 45th of the night. He struck out three, walked one, scattered three hits. Mesa calls time. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses inside. Count evens up. One ball, one strike. Jarvis, a native of Mooresville, North Carolina. 1-1 pitch. Down ball right side of the infield. Murray dives, gobbles it up, gets to his knees, fires to first in time. What a play by Murray. Dove deep at the hole on the second base side of things. Retires Mesa Jr. for the first out. Brings up the ready Will Banfield. He's done that a couple of times this year. It's always impressive and fun to watch. First pitch to the righty Banfield. Fastball, wave and a miss. That one blazed in at 93. A lot of run to it late in the zone. The 1 delivery. Curveball, waving a miss. Count goes 0-2. You can hear that ball flutter in. No balls, two strikes, one out. Shuckers lead it 3-0, top of the fourth. The pitch. Wave and a miss, strike three. That was an impressive at-bat right there from Justin Jarvis on the hill. Strikes out Banfield. Second time today. Brings up the lefty, Jose Devers. Two outs, nobody on. Jarvis, the four strikeouts tonight. First pitch called strike, top of the zone. Count goes to 0-1. Devers doubled off the wall in left center last time up. The 0-1 pitch, waving and missing a curveball. Count goes to 0-2. Jarvis right now has hit one of these spurts where he's not taking any time between pitches. That means he is rolling. For the 0-2 delivery. Line drive into right field. Sparks comes on. Drops down in front of him. Devers has himself a 2-for-2 night. That's now four hits for the Blue Wahoos. Between two guys, Troy Johnson and Jose Devers each have a multi-hit night. Brings up the lefty, Cody Morrison. Two outs, runner on first. 3-0 Biloxi, top of the fourth inning. The pitch. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Jarvis checks first. Now comes set. Delivers home. Lifts it. Out to short left center field. Churio, the center fielder, over. Lutz over from left. Lutz calls off Churio. Makes the catch. Ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. So far, four hits for Pensacola, and they've left all four hitters on. We're through 3.5. Shuckers get 3-0. Watch the Shuckers Radio Network, Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bermudez, the lefty on the hill, delivers home to Lamar Sparks at the plate for Biloxi. First pitch misses up high to the right-handed bat. We're off and rolling here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers 3, Blue Wahoos nothing. Good night so far for Biloxi. Bermudez fires, wave and a miss from Sparks. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers got one in the first, two in the second. 3 runs on 3 hits and a Blue Wahoos error. Bermudez fires home. Called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. It's a big game here for the Shuckers, and it's a big series for both of these teams. We head towards the end part of the first half. The 1-2 pitch misses up and away. Count evens 2-2. Biloxi ended today 5 games behind Pensacola in the Southern League South Division standings. 5 games back with 24 to go. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks rolls it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Nunez gobbles it up. It short fires to first. And Sparks is retired. Nunez's hat falls off. First out brings up the righty Ethan Murray. That was the 71st pitch of the night from Bermudez. This year, he's been good for 80-plus in both starts. Set a season high with 95 his last time out. First pitch to the righty, Murray. Called strike top of the zone. Count goes 0-1. This is the final series between the two teams in the first half. It's the final opportunity for the Shuckers to make up direct ground against Pensacola. The 0-1 pitch. Murray checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called a strike on the inside corner. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. 3-0 Biloxi, bottom four. Bermudez fires. Murray lifts it down the right field line into foul territory. Johnson, the first baseman, over. Spirals around, makes the catch. Murray's retired for the second out. It's up the righty, Tristan Lutz. That's six straight retired by Bermudez. He's back. Triple home two in the second inning. Made it a 3-0 game. Lutz digs in from the right side. Walked last time up. Two outs, nobody on. 3-0 Biloxi here in the fourth. The first pitch. Tips it in and out of Hostetler's glove. Count goes 0-1. Bermudez delivers. Wave and a miss. Top of the zone. Count goes 0-2. And a big hello to Tristan Lutz's stepdad, who's watching in tonight from Arlington, Texas. Thanks so much for tuning in. The 0-2 delivery. Lutz takes strike three on the outside corner, and that ends the inning. Third strikeout tonight for Bermudez. He's retired seven straight. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The end of the fifth, 3-0. Biloxi up. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Up to 95 on the stadium gun. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, called strike two on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. That has also been the pitch that has worked very well for Jarvis Lane. He's done good with a fastball curveball combination from the righty. So far, four scoreless innings. He's scattered four hits and struck out four. The 0-2 pitch, fastball, misses high. Count goes to 1-2. Hostetler grounded into a double play last time up, then ended the second. 1-2 pitch, curveball, chopped on the ground, foul ball. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball, and this is off the outside corner. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. The righty delivers. Called strike three on the outside corner. A beautiful pitch. Curveball that fluttered in at 79 miles an hour. His fifth strikeout today. Hostetler's punched out looking. Brings up the lefty Griffin Conine. Conine steps in from the left side. First pitch, curveball. This is low. And the count goes to 1-0. Conine's 0-for-1 with a looking strikeout. Jarvis painted a fastball on the outside corner. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Misses low again, and the count goes to 3-0. It's the first 3-0 count today from Jarvis. Pitch count still in good shape, though. The pitch, fastball, called strike one in the outside corner. That's been the big thing here for Jarvis. He's been able to go up to 97 pitches this year. He's at just past 60 in the fifth. The pitch, fastball, misses off the outside corner, ball four. Second walk today, Conine reaches, puts a man on with one away for Nasi Nunez at the top of the order. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the third inning, and whatever the Biscuits took from Biloxi on the offensive side of things, they have not lost a step in game one of their series against Rocket City. It's 9-0. Biscuits up in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch, curveball, called strike one on the inside corner. Biscuits scored 7 runs in the first inning. Only other game in action tonight, Embraves and Barons, knotted at 1 in the top of the third inning. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, rolled on the ground right side and through, in a right for a base hit. Conine rounds second, heads to third, Sparks picks it up, fires it in. Now runners at first and third with one away for the lefty Troy Johnston. Shuckers lead it 3-0, top of the fifth inning. Johnston, the biggest power threat in this lineup. Team high 8 home runs on the year. Runners in the corners with one away. 3-0 Biloxi over Pensacola. Top of the fifth. Jarvis fires. Line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparks picks it up. A hard turnaround second for Nunez. Now off to third. The throw wide. Black grabs it. Can't get back to the bag in time. Nunez slides in. Johnston goes to second. And it's an RBI hit. Conine comes home, and it's 3-1. It goes as a single for Johnston. Advances to second on the throw. Now the tying run in scoring position with one away. Ready, Dane Myers comes up. Johnson's now 3-for-3 today with 3 singles. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball punched foul, first base side out of play. And count evens up 1-1. Myers grounded out to second last time. Reached on a fielder's choice to short back in the first inning. Jarvis sets. The pitch lifts it out to right. Foul territory. Clark a long way over. And it gets a couple rows back in the stands. Count goes to 1-2. Count at 1-2 with one away. Trey Johnson at second. Nassim Nunez is at third. The pitch home. Howell back. Count stays 1-2. Jarvis comes set. Now delivers. Ground ball chop, third base side. Black gets it on a hop. Now stares down Nunez, and Nunez escapes back to third. Myers reaches, and now they're loaded up. It's a single for Myers. Nunez broke for home. Black checked him to make sure he wasn't going. Then he came home. Black went to run him back, and there was nobody at third to get the ball. Now the base is loaded with one out for Victor Mesa Jr., who stands in from the left side. Smart base running by Nunez at third. Create enough confusion that now the bases are loaded. The Shankers don't get an out. One away. Pensacola down 3-1. The pitch. This is low. Count goes to 1-0. Base is loaded. One away. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens. 1-1. Pensacola this year with the bases loaded, hitting .378. They've smashed 2 grand slams, 5 doubles to go along with it. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball roped first base side and foul. One hop into the bullpen. Luis Contreras is there to grab it on a hop. And the count goes to 1-2. It was the 77th pitch of the night for Jarvis. It's been a lengthy inning. Strike count here would do wonders, though. The 1-2 pitch. Is not called a pitch. Home plate umpire Macon Hammond has signaled time. Caro goes out, talk to Jarvis for a second. Count it 2-2. That was actually a pitch clock violation. That's what it was. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball chopped on the ground. Back to the mound. Jarvis grabs it. Fires home in time. A great play from Jarvis. The Shuckers spent about an hour on Saturday working on pitchers fielding practice, and Jarvis puts it into play. Mesa Jr. reaches on a fielder's choice. Myers to second, Johnston to third, but Nunez is retired. Shuckers get the lead runner and keep it at 3-1. Two away now for the righty Will Banfield. Base is still loaded. Shuckers, though, still up 3-1. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. The 0-1 delivery, wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Jarvis, 1 pitch away from working out of a bases loaded jam. The pitch. Curveball tips it into Kara's glove for strike 3. And Jarvis walks off the mound after he works out of a bases loaded jam. Gets the strikeout on the curveball. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors, 3 left on. We're through halfway. And the Shuckers lead it 3-1. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up, yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Done after four innings of work. Now give way to let Brady Puckett. David Blake back with you on the Bucks Sea Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live. Shuckers see a right-hander for the first time tonight. After they tally three runs off Bermudez. First pitch, Valerio the righty takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. Final line for Bermudez goes four innings. Gives up three runs off three hits. Just two of the three runs are earned. The pitch misses away. Bounces into Hostetler's glove. And the count goes two balls. Check that count. Evens up 1-1. One walk, three strikeouts for Bermudez. And throws 77 pitches. A season low. The 1-1 pitch. Misses up high. Pops in and out of Hostetler's glove. And the count goes to 2-1. So gives way to the righty Brady Puckett. 6'9", 250-pound right-hander. Murfreesboro, Tennessee native. Delivers. Misses away. Count goes to 3-1. Makes his 13th. 2.25 ERA in 16 innings of work. 5 walks, 17 strikeouts. An opponent hitting 254 against him. The 3-1 pitch. Valerio takes low. Ball 4. That one came in at 94. Missed low by about a half inch. Back to the top of the order in the lefty Tyler Black. Black steps in from the left side. The pitch. Takes low. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 3-1. Bottom of the fifth inning. Black drove two on a 2-RBI triple in the second inning. He's now reached base in 24 straight. Puckett checks back to first. Valerio dives back in. The pitch. Black takes a strike at the knees and evens up. 1-1. Black calls time and steps out. Puckett gave up 2 runs on 3 hits last time out. Last Wednesday against Mississippi. 1-1 pitch. Black takes low. Count goes to 2-1. Puckett's great against righties, which is why he's in the ballgame. Shuckers have one lefty in the entire order. It's Tyler Black at the top. The pitch. Black rolls it on the ground, right side of the infield. Devers gets it at second, goes to second for 1. Return to first in time, double play. And that brings up Jackson Churio.
Your second out, number 11, Jackson Churio.
Nobody on, two out. Checkers lead it 3-1. Churio in from the right side. First pitch. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes to 0-1. Churio's had some fun against Pensacola this year. Three home runs in that opening series. The 0-1 pitch. Misses inside and the count evens up 1-1. After he went homerless and the Shuckers went homerless in that opening mini-series, that three-game set against the M-Braves, Churio had three homers. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. One of them was off a guy who's in the big leagues right now, Yuri Perez, who's had a terrific start to his career with the Marlins at the big league level. 2-1 pitch. Churio pops it up and out of play up towards the press box. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Churio this year against future big leaguers has been astonishingly good. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball takes low and away. Count goes full at 3-2. He was 2-for-2 off Ben Joyce with a double and a homer. Joyce made a big league debut yesterday for the Angels. And that home run off Perez, who's in the bigs right now. 3-2 pitch. Dips it in and out of Hostetler's glove. And the count remains full. Churio steps back in. 0-for-2 today. Ground out and he reached an error. The 3-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Churio draws a two-out walk. Churio stole two bases on Saturday. He's 12-for-13 on the year. And the Shuckers ran wild against Pensacola in that opening series at home. 10-for-15 on stolen bases. West Clark comes up from the right side. Man on first, two away. Shuckers lead it 3-1, bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch, Churio fakes a go. Clark bounces it to third. Back end of the grass, Morissette goes to second. Churio's off the bag, and Devers slaps the tag on him to end the inning. Churio thought it went to first, took a big turn. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. That goes down as a fielder's choice, and Churio's out 5-4 to end the inning. We're to the sixth. It's 3-1 Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Pitch Justin Jarvis delivers, fires off a curve, and it's called strike two. Jarvis tonight, six strikeouts in five innings. The pitch, this is low, and the count goes to 1-2. Devers 2-for-2 tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Chops it on the ground. First base side. Hits off the bag and squirts under Quark's glove down the right field line. Sparks picks it up. Devers is into second. It's ruled an error. Second error of the night for Biloxi. Check that. First error of the night for Biloxi. Second error we've seen in this game between the two teams. Brings up the lefty, Cody Morissette. Now Kiro calls time and runs out. We'll take a timeout with him. 10 seconds for station ID, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Top of the sixth inning. Leadoff man on second for Pensacola. Cody Morissette, the left-handed bat at the plate. Against the righty, Justin Jarvis, who is into his sixth inning of work. The pitch home. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Luis Contreras is getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Right-handed arm. Jarvis about to throw his 87th pitch of the night. The 1-0 delivery. First ball, chopped foul back to the screen. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Morissette's 0-for-1 today with a walk. The 1-1 delivery. First ball, rolling on the ground, right side. Murray gets it at second, takes a hop, fires the cork. That moves Devers to third. Morissette's retired. Now one away for the righty, Bennett Hostetler. Hostetler 0-for-2 today with a strikeout, and he's grounded into a double play. Strikeout looking last time. Two strikeouts in the fifth inning for Jarvis. The pitch, wave and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball. Called strike two on the outside corner. Randy Jarvis comes set. Now delivers. Misses away. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers lead it 3-1. Tying run at the plate. The pitch. Curveball misses up high. Count evens 2-2. Jarvis stares in. Devers off third. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 92. The seventh strikeout today from Jarvis, 61st of the year, brings up lefty Griffin Conine. Jarvis has blazed past the 60 mark, joins his teammate Carlos Rodriguez, is the only two active pitchers in the Southern League with more than 60. The pitch, the lefty Griffin Conine, wave and a miss on a curveball. Count it, no balls and one strike. Two outs, runner on third. The pitch. Ground ball, first base side. Quark bobbles it, tips off his glove. There's nobody at first, and that dash to the bag. Conine beats it out. Devers scores, and it's 3-2. It's an RBI single for Conine, his 20th RBI of the year. And that brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. Jarvis won't face the top of the order for a fourth time. Tying run on, two outs, top of the sixth inning, and Luis Contreras set to come in for Biloxi. Back after this, this is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
In the top of the sixth inning, David Blake back with you from MGM Park. The righty Luis Contreras now on for Biloxi. Jarvis Dunn after 5 2/3 innings, gives 8 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, and strands and leaves a runner for Contreras to hit it at first. It's the switch hitting Nassim Nunez up from the left side. Contreras delivers. Curveball called strike one. Contreras this year makes his sixth appearance, 5.68 the ERA in 6 1/3 innings, 4 walks, 12 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch from the righty, called strike two. Contreras, 27 years old, 6'1", 175 pounds. Rocking the bright Brewers yellow cleats. The high Royal Blue Sox. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. That's certainly a way to establish yourself here into the ballgame. Strikes out Nunez on 3 pitches, strands a runner, and gets out of the inning. In the inning, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. We're through 5.5. It's 3-2 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Up 3-0. Now been cut down to 3-2. Brady Puckett on the hill for the Blue Wahoos, and the righty Jefferson Caro at the plate for Biloxi. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Caro's 0-for-2 today, two flyouts to right. Shuckers have been held hitless since two outs in the second inning. Puckett's 1-0 delivery. Ground ball, one hop to second. Devers backhands it, spins around, fires to first, and retires Caro. First out of the inning. It's been that kind of night for the Biloxi Shuckers. That one was hit off the bat at 109 miles an hour. It's the second time today they've hit into an out on a ball that's above 105 off the bat. Brings up the righty Freddy Zamora. Nobody on with one out. 3-2 Biloxi. Bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. Zamora takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Three runs on three hits and an error for Biloxi. Two runs, eight hits, and one error for Pensacola. The pitch. Zamora takes inside, checks his swing. First base umpire Tom O'Neill says he doesn't go around. And the count goes to 2-0. Runners left on base has really been the key in this game. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball called strike one. The Shuckers tonight have gone 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position, and they've left three on. Pensacola is 3-for-8, but they've left eight on. The 2-1 pitch. Zamora takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. He's 0-for-2 today. Fly out to center and a ground out to third. The pitch. Zamora chops it foul, third base side. Count goes full, three balls and two strikes. A.J. Puck is up and stretching in the bullpen for Pensacola. The 3-2 delivery. Tips it in Hotstetler's glove for strike three. First strike out of the appearance for Puck. Now 2-away, brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Puck's on a rehab stint. It's his first day of the rehab appearance in Pensacola. Expected to go an inning in each appearance this week. Should throw a couple of times. Big league arm acquired by Miami this past offseason. The pitch, fastball called strike one, top of the zone. Puck came over from the Oakland Athletics. The 0-1 delivery, curveball called strike two on the inside corner. Sparks is 0-for-2 today with two strikeouts. Rennie Puckett stares in. Sparks steps back in. 3-2 Shuckers, bottom six. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 96, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have the seventh. Shuckers up 3-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
With you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's Troy Johnston who leads it off from the left side against the righty Luis Contreras. First pitch home. Curveball. Misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Contreras stranded an inherited runner. Struck out Nassim Nunez on three pitches to end the sixth inning. 1-0 pitch to Johnston. Curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens. 1-1. Final line for Jarvis, 5 2/3 innings, gives up 8 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Randy Contreras delivers, lifts it foul, third base side out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. Jarvis also throws 95 pitches. Third straight start, he's thrown at least 95. Time for the second most pitches he's thrown in a start this year. The 1-2 delivery. Lifted down the left field line, foul. Count stays at 1-2. Minor fans, foul balls are brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Contreras is 1-2 delivery. Curveball, called strike three on the outside corner. Contreras strikes out each of the first two batters he faces in relief. Johnston's retired for the first time tonight. Brings up the righty Dane Myers. Gives us a chance to open up the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. First the pitch from Contreras to Myers. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. Top of the eighth inning at the Rogers Center in Toronto. 7-2 Blue Jays over the Brewers. Top of the ninth inning, Charlotte up 4-2 on Nashville. Top six in Appleton. 5-0 Peoria. The pitch. Curveball. Called strike one. Count evens up 1-1. And a final in Lynchburg. Mudcats improved to 25-18 with a 5-1 win. The righty Contreras. Curveball low. Count goes to 2-1. Noah Campbell's in for his AAA debut. Came in as a defensive replacement. Playing second base right now. The pitch. Fastball up high. Checks his swing. First base umpire Tom O'Neill says he doesn't go. And the count goes to 3-1. Noah Campbell right now at the plate with one out in the top of the ninth inning for his AAA debut. The 3-1 delivery. Lifted right side of the infield. Wes Clark, the first baseman, under it and makes the catch second out of the inning. A real nice appearance from Luis Contreras at the moment. Couple strikeouts, lazy contact. Three up, three down in the appearance, and with two away in the seventh inning. It brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Two outs, nobody on. 3-2 Biloxi for Pensacola. Contreras delivers. Wave and a miss. Handcuffs him on the inside corner. Here goes 7-1. The 0-1 delivery. Lifted foul. Third base sign out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes with two away. Go to pitch. This is low and inside. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Contreras one pitch away from getting out of the inning. The pitch checked up the third base side. Black charges, bare hands it, slings it to first. A big shred for Clark, and it's in time. What a play from Tyler Black to end the inning, and it finishes off a 1-2-3 inning from Contreras. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Through 6.5, it's time to stretch him, Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 3-2.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have the barrel of fun. Roll out
Ethan
the
Murray
barrel.
Steps up against the new righty in the ballgame, Zach Willimon. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 3-2 over Pensacola. First pitch, Murray takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0.
I like it, sir.
Puckett done after two innings of work. Two walks, two strikeouts, that's it. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball, called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up, 1-1. Murray's 0-2 tonight. Line out to short and a pop out to first. The pitch. This is low and away. Count evens up, 1-1. Willimon, 6'2", 219 pounds. Signed as a minor league free agent this past offseason. The 2-1 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Tristan Lutz stands on deck. Shuckers right now clinging to a 3-2 lead. They've been out hit 8-3 and don't have hit since the second inning. The pitching staff's done well. The 3-1 delivery. Murray lifts it down the left field line. Foul. He cranked it. 108 off the bat, 388 feet, but about 30 feet foul. Count goes full at 3-2. The 3-2 delivery. Murray calls time and quickly hustles out. Pitch comes home. It's wide. Doesn't matter. Murray got something in his eye. Willimon this year makes his fourth appearance. 5 1/3 innings pitched in Pensacola. He's allowed 4 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Murray steps back in. Now the 3-2 pitch. Fastball misses inside and low. Shuckers get the leadoff man on for the first time since the fifth inning. It's a man on first, nobody out. Brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. Shuckers lead it 3-2. Nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Willimon sets. Now delivers. Lutz takes low in the dirt. Hostetler blocks it up. Goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Lutz fouls it off his front foot. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Williman was previously in the Royals organization. Began the season with the Omaha Storm Chasers in AAA. Then was released in late April. Signed by the Marlins in early May. And has joined Pensacola in the past 2 weeks. The 1-1 delivery. Called strike outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. He's been a little bit of everywhere in his minor league career. Started out as a 19th round pick of the Dodgers out of Kent State in 2019. The 1-2 pitch tips it into Hostetler's glove for strike three. First out of the inning, brings up the righty Felix Valerio. One out, one on. 3-2, Shuckers up on the Blue Wahoos. Bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch to the righty Valerio. Comes on home. Ground ball chopped to third. Eats up Morissette. He grabs it with his glove. Fires to second. Fires to first. In time for a double play. Murray's retired on the first half of the double play. And then Valerio's retired 5-4-3. It's a league-leading 37th double play of the year, and it turns it into a 1-2-3 inning. We have the eighth. Shuckers lead it 3-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Inning. Shuckers lead the Blue Wahoos 3-2. It's Blake Eckwick from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Will Banfield leads it off against the righty Luis Contreras. The first pitch, slider, wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Carlos Rodriguez now in left for Biloxi. Replaces Tristan Lutz in the order. The pitch lifted. Up on the infield, third base side. Caro gets rid of the mask over towards the dugout of the Blue Wahoos and can't come up with the catch. The ball that sort of swirled around in the Biloxi win. It turns into a harmless strike two. Banfield 0-3 tonight with three strikeouts. Steps back in from the right side. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Back half of the order up in the inning for Pensacola. Well, A.J. Puck gets set in the Blue Wahoos pen. The 0-2 pitch, curveball, lifts it out to left. Rodriguez back. A couple steps shy of the warning track, makes the catch. Banfield retired first down brings up the lefty Jose Devers. It just seems like it's the norm when you come into the game as the defense replacement. No matter where you are, the first ball is going to be hit to you. Devers, the lefty, 2 for 3 today with 2 singles. Contreras delivers. This is low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Ready, Contreras sets. Now fires home. Lifted, foul, up and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers lead it 3-2, one out, top of the eighth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Lifted, foul, back and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. As always, plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com. Just two other games around the Southern League, both of them in the middle innings. Contreras' 1-2 pitch. Line drive into left center field. Churio's over, and it drops down for a base hit in left center. He fires it quickly back in. And it's the first hit allowed by Contreras in a relief appearance. Devers tallies his third hit of the night. But around the league, top six. Montgomery up 12-3 on Rocket City, thanks to a 7-run first inning. And bottom of the fifth, Birmingham with an 8-run third inning, up 9-2 on the Embrace. First pitch of the lefty, Cody Morissette, comes on home. It's a curveball, and it's a called strike one. Morissette's 0-for-2 today with a walk. Blue Wahoos down 3-2. The pitch, fastball, misses away. Count evens up 1-1. A.J. Puck getting set for a rehab stint and a rehab appearance in the bullpen. Contreras fires. Wave and a miss on a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. Puck last pitch in the bigs on May 10th. He's had a good year in the major leagues. 15 appearances, 14 and two-thirds innings, 19 strikeouts, 3 walks, and just 5 earned runs allowed. It's a 3.07 ERA. The 1-2 pitch misses up high. Kiro fakes a throw back to first. Not really faking a throw, more just a stare down as Devers was walking on back. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch, wave and a miss. A good curveball gets Morissette. Third strikeout of the appearance. 2 outs, runner on first, brings up the righty Bennett Hostetler. Contreras sets. A long way. Now delivers. Fastball. Comes the outside corner for strike one. Stetler is 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out last 2 times up. Ready, Contreras sets. Now delivers. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-1. Shuckers trying to close things out against Pensacola. 2 outs, top of the 8th inning. Need to figure out how to get 4 outs here without allowing a run. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball, called strike two. The good thing is that after yesterday's off day, just about everybody's in the bullpen is available, including Robbie Baker, who's doing some light stretching. Baker's been terrific this year. 1.89 ERA. Contreras' 1-2 delivery. curveball in the dirt, gets by Caro. Devers off to second, takes a turn. Goes as a wild pitch. Devers stays put at second. Counts even, two balls and two strikes with two away. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Tying run in scoring position for Pensacola. Contreras delivers. Curveball lifted foul. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. Stetler back in. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Contreras sets. Now delivers. Curveball, wave and a miss, strike three. The Shuckers strand the tying run at second, and a big strikeout from Contreras ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. They're through 7.5. 3-2 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers lead the Blue Wahoos 3-2. Tyler Black gets an opportunity to lead off the inning and an opportunity to face a big leaguer. Zach Williman out of the game after a scoreless inning. It's the lefty A.J. Puck that comes out in a rehab stint with the Blue Wahoos. The former Oakland Athletic, now Miami Marlin. First pitch, the lefty Tyler Black's lifted foul, out of play. Count goes 0-1. That one blazed in at 93. Puck this year has a 3.07 ERA and 14.2 innings at the big league level. The 0-1 pitch. Black spins it foul, out of play, third base side. Count goes 0-2. And the interesting thing now, with Puck into the game, the pre-tack baseballs that the Southern League's been using all half long get removed, and Puck is now using the mudded up regular Major League Baseball that they use in the big leagues. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Black's 1-for-3 today. The 0-2 pitch. Black checks his swing and a slider. They check to third, and third base umpire Joe McCarthy says he goes around. Black strikes out. One away now for the righty Jackson Churio. Churio's had a good track record against big league pitchers this year. He homered off Yuri Perez. He had a double and a home run off Ben Joyce. Now faces the lefty A.J. Puck. The pitch home. Churio taps it foul. Count goes 0-1. Speaking of guys that throw hard, Sumner, your rebates up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Puck delivers. Churio takes up and away. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Puck is working his way back from nerve irritation in his left elbow. For lefty, that's his throwing arm. The 1-1 delivery. Churio waves and misses. Fastball at 93. Count goes to 1-2. Puck comes set. First base side of the rubber. Delivers to Churio. Chops it on the ground. Foul. And the count goes to 1-2. Churio digs back in. Puck sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Churio fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. This is a fun battle right now. Top prospect in baseball against Puck, who last year was one of the better relievers in baseball. 76 strikeouts and a 3.12 ERA and 62 appearances for Oakland. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss and a slider. Back-to-back strikeouts from Puck. And brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Two outs, nobody on. Checkers lead it 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Uribe getting ready in the Checkers bullpen for the ninth. The pitch. Clark ropes it foul. Into the third row of seats on the third base side. Count goes to 0-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 0-1 pitch, Clark fouls it off, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Clark's 1-for-3 today with an RBI double. Checkers have just three hits today. The two of the three came with a runner in scoring position. The 0-2 pitch misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-2. Back-to-back strikeouts in the inning for Puck. The lefty fires. Misses up and in. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Slider misses low and inside, and the count goes full. The Checkers team that's working a couple of good at-bats against the big leaguer. Sixth pitch at bat from Churio. On to the sixth pitch here. Comes home. Fastball called. Strike three on the outside corner. That ends the inning. Puck strikes out the side in his first appearance in the rehab stint. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the ninth. And it goes from Puck to a flamethrower. Abner Uribe is going to be out of the pen when we return on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Follow the Biloxi Checkers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Checkers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Checkers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Checkers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Checkers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Checkers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today. Biloxi, Shuckers 3, Pensacola 2. Shuckers trying to take the opener of this six-game set. Champion Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Luis Contreras is done. Contreras goes 2 1/3 innings, throws 35 pitches. One hit, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. And the Shuckers go to the bullpen and bring out the flamethrower, the righty Abner Uribe. A 1.80 ERA, 10 appearances so far, 10 innings pitched, 8 walks, 19 strikeouts. And did we mention that he throws 102? He faces 9-1-2 in the Pensacola order. First up is the lefty Griffin Conine. First pitch, pass ball, misses inside at 97. Count goes to 1-0. Conine 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a walk. Rebe's allowed just 5 hits on the season. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 98. Count evens up 1-1. And 2 of those 5 hits came in his last appearance, which was his first since coming off the injured list. Rebe's now being asked to take off his arm sleeves that he takes off and shoves into his back left pocket. Uribe last time out allowed 1 run on 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. It was on Saturday against Montgomery. Uribe's 1-1 pitch. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers with the win tonight. They'd be within 4 games of Pensacola, the top spot in the South Division. With 23 to go in the first half. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball, wave and a miss. Barreled it in at 98. Two balls, 2 strikes against the lefty Conine. The pitch. Curve ball misses inside. Count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes. Uribe sets. Now delivers. Curveball misses inside. Ball 4. It missed by maybe an inch. Uribe stares out to right center and puts his palms up for the home plate umpire. Time's called. Pinch runner comes on. It's J.D. Orr who runs for Kona. It has been a close season series between these two teams. And now pitching coach Will Shearholz comes out. Probably just to calm things down before Uribe has to face the top of this order. Orr's on the pinch run. Conine's done for the day. Draws his second walk. But this has been a season series between these two teams that has been neck and neck. They split the first 6 games of this season series 3-3 back in early April. 3 of the 6 games were decided by 2 runs or less. Tyler Black has a word with the home plate umpire Macon Hammond. Jefferson Caro's out as well.
says something to Uribe, encourages him on, gives him a fist bump, and walks back towards third base. Everybody's back, and here we go. Top of the order up for Pensacola. Nobody out, runner on first. Shuckers lead it 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Nunez in from the left side. Black comes in at third. First pitch, Nunez shows bunt, misses inside. He spirals out of the box. Good job by Caro to keep it in front. Count goes to 1-0. Nunez is trying to say he got hit. The entire Shuckers dugout and most of MGM Park is thinking it missed. The umpires get together, make it him, Tom O'Neill, and Joe McCarthy. We couldn't hear anything from our crowd mic that it hit him, and home plate umpire making him and rules that it did not hit. It goes as ball one. J.D. Orr still at first. Shuckers lead it 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Trying to hang on here for a series opening win. Black's in at third. The 1-0 pitch. Nunez shows bunt and tips it into Caro's glove. Count evens up. One ball, one strike. The way Biloxi has the bunt defense set up, Black will crash from third. Caro, the catcher, will go cover third. The 1-1 pitch, Nunez shows bunt, places it up the third baseline and foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Good job by Uribe to make sure it hit everywhere on the bat, but the sweet spot in the dead middle that helps it go fair. Black now plays back on the third base side. Stands at the very edge of the grass. One ball, two strikes, nobody out, top of the ninth inning. Uribe, the righty, sets. Now delivers. Fastball inside. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. That one blazed in at 98. The 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him on a curveball, top of the zone. He blazed him inside, 97, 98, 98, and then threw him off with an 87-mile-an-hour curve, top of the zone. Nunez strikes out for the second time tonight in a big first out here in the ninth inning. Brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. That's Uribe's best pitch. That slider and the curveball. His off-speed is almost as good, if not better, than the blazing fastball. First pitch to the lefty, Johnston comes home. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 0-1. That one, 97 from Uribe. Johnston's 3-for-4 tonight. Three singles and a strikeout. The 0-1 pitch, Orr's off to second. Wave and a miss. Caro throws it to second. Third base side. Good job by Zamora. Laid out, kept it in front of him. That takes the double play out of the picture. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Orr at second is the tying run. Shuckers have plus arms all around the outfield. Lamar Sparks already has a big outfield assist in the past week. Did it on Friday night. Orr dances off second. Uribe turns around, fires to second. A quick tag from Zamora, and Orr is just back in time. He threw that one to second almost as hard as he throws it home. That was a 90-plus mile-an-hour seed right to Zamora's mitt. No balls, two strikes, one away. Uribe sets. Now delivers. Ground ball right side of the infield. Couple of hops. Murray gobbles it up. Fires to first in time. It moves up Orr to third, but two outs now. All the Shuckers need is one more out to get out of this. Pensacola can't tie it up on a flyout. Dane Myers, the three-hole hitter of this Pensacola order, steps up to the plate. Shuckers bench coach Nick Stanley directs the outfield, directs the infield. Back at third, shifts over. Bit towards second. First pitch home. Fastball up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Myers is 1-for-4 tonight with a single, a fielder's choice, a ground out, and a pop out. Two outs, 3-2 Biloxi, top of the ninth inning. Tying run at third for Pensacola. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball. Called strike one in the outside corner at 99. Uribe's hardest pitch of the night. Uribe sets first base side of the rubber with the teal mitt. Orr dances off third. The pitch home. Misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Uribe's teal mitt, a staple for a reliever who's been one of the best in minor league baseball this year. Throws the hardest. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. It's not the end of the world if Myers reaches. Victor Mesa Jr. is on deck. He's 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Behind him is Will Banfield, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Uribe stares in. Comes set at the letters, now brings the hands to the belt. The pitch. Fastball called, strike two. 98 on the gun. Checks the scoreboard for a moment. What a pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The tying runs at third for Pensacola. Uribe comes set at the belt. The 3-2 pitch. Lifted out towards short left. Zamora, the shortstop, under it. Calls everybody off. Makes the catch. And the Shuckers hang on. A 3-2 win. And they take the series opener over Pensacola. Uribe gets the save, and more importantly, the Shuckers go from 5 back in the division to 4 back in the division with 23 games to go in the first half of the season. How about that for some high drama night? After the leadoff walk, Uribe retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. The Shuckers, even though they don't have a hit, after two outs in the bottom of the second inning, they hang on for a 3-2 win. For Pensacola, 2 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error for Luxi, 3 runs on 3 hits with 1 error. Justin Jarvis takes the win, proves to a team best 5-2 on the year. 5 2/3 innings pitched, 8 hits allowed, 2 runs allowed, 2 walks and 7 strikeouts. Jones' his teammate Carlos Rodriguez as 2 of 4 players in the Southern League to pass the 60 strikeout mark in 2023. David Blackwell will be joined by Justin Jarvis down on the field in a moment for our player of the game interview. Shuckers win it by a 3-2 final. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of 1,810 here in Biloxi. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Wrapping things up as the Shuckers win it 3-2 in the series opener over Pensacola. Shuckers improved to 24-22 on the year. Blue Wahoos now at 28-18. The Shuckers now just 4 back. And the big reason why is Justin Jarvis, who's down on the field with David Blackwell.
What's going on, Shuck Nation? I'm here with your player of the game today, Mr. Justin Jarvis. Let's hear it for Justin. Y'all can do better than that. Let's hear it for Justin. All right, Justin, you went 5 2/3 tonight. great start. Team got enough runs for you to get through that. How'd that feel in front of this crowd tonight?
Obviously, it was awesome to get a win, like, as a team and all that. So, like, I put up enough zeros, and the team got early runs, so it worked out well.
That's right. That's all it takes. Yep. Just a couple of runs. Yep. Pitch well. Listen, we've got a little bit of a gift here for you. Look, for a great start, player of the game tonight, you get a little glass bottle of cheer wine. So, Mr. Javik, Blake and I are happy about that. So, just want to let you know, congratulations and heads up. Thank you, Justin. Go Shuckers!
Well, and the heads up was because Abner Uribe, the guy who got the save in the game today, unloaded Justin Jarvis with a nice little battle raid bat to end things on a Tuesday night. It's a fun one. Shuckers win it 3-2 over the Blue Wahoos. They hang on in the top of the ninth inning. Abner Uribe has the tying run get all the way to third, but strands him thanks to a pop out to short left caught by Freddie Zamora. That ends it. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap everything up on the Blocks and Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers win it 3-2 here in the series opener. We're back after this. The Blocksy Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Javik Blake alongside you as the Shuckers take the series opener against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a 3-2 final. Two runs, nine hits, and an error for Pensacola. Three runs on three hits with an error for Biloxi. Shuckers improved to 24-22 on the year. The Blue Wahoos sit at 28-18 on the season. The Shuckers decreased their deficit in the Southern League South Division from five back to four back with 23 to go. The race is on as the Shuckers look to get to the Southern League playoff for the first time since they went to back-to-back Southern League Championship Series in 2018 and 2019. The Shuckers, you heard it from Justin Jarvis in the postgame interview alongside David Blackwell. Just enough early runs, and that's what it took today as the Shuckers pitching staff was dominant. 12 strikeouts on the night, and they give up just one earned run. Let's start off with the scoring summary. There wasn't much scoring in this game. There was a lot of base runners. The Shuckers got three runs all in the first two innings. in the first inning after Tyler Black struck out to lead off the game, lead off the bottom half of the first inning. Jackson Churio reached an error back up the middle, and Wes Court drove mini, hammered one off the left center field wall as he continues the good times over the past week plus. His third double in the last 2 weeks brings home Churio and brings home Clark's 18th RBI of the year. In the second inning, after two outs, Tristan Lutz walked, and Felix Valerio got on with a single. Both runners to move up to second and third on a wild pitch, and Tyler Black drove in both on a hustle triple down the right field line to drive in his 23rd and 24th runs of the year. That made it 3-0 Biloxi. On the mound, Justin Charvis scattered just enough hits. Pensacola leaves 10 on tonight, including leaving the bases loaded in the fifth inning. That's where the scoring started for Pensacola. Each of the first four innings, Jarvis allowed a single hit and stranded every single base runner in the first four innings. But in the fifth, a run came home on an RBI single from Troy Johnston. The bases would end up loaded with one out, but Victor Mesa Jr. hit a ground ball back to Jarvis on the mound, and he threw home to retire Nassim Nunez, and then got Will Banfield to strike out on a curveball to end the fifth. In the sixth inning, another run came home on an RBI single from Griffin Conine, brought home Jose Devers, but Luis Contreras entered and calmed everything down. Two and a third innings, gave up just one hit. One runner reached second base. That was off the only batter that reached against him, Jose Devers, a single with one out in the eighth inning. He got to second on a wild pitch, but Cody Morissette struck out on a changeup, and Bennett Hostetler struck out in a curveball to end the threat. In the ninth inning, it was a leadoff walk from Abner Uribe against J.D. Orr, then stole second, reached third on a ground out to second, but on a three ball and two strike pitch with two away in the top of the ninth inning, and the tying run on third, Uribe induced a pop out to short left that ended things here in Biloxi. Shuckers now at 24-22, Blue Wahoos at 28-18. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Ohio Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Take a look around the Southern League and the big league level. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Well, looky here, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab.
Welcome back,
but little does she know that I'm a whoopee
scrubby,
cause at the end of the night it is her I'll be holding.
I love you
so, hey, that's what you say.
Open against the Blue Wahoos, 3-2, the final over Pensacola. Shuckers improved to 24-22 on the year. They've won three of their last four, while the Blue Wahoos have lost three straight. They sit at 28-18 on the season. Time to take a look at the Ohio Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. We'll start in the Southern League, where things have gotten ridiculous at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. The Biscuits were up 12-0 after the third inning. Since then, Rocket City has scored 11 unanswered runs, including 7 in the top of the 7th inning, and it is 12-11 Biscuits over the Trash Pandas with 2 outs and the tying run at 3rd, the go-ahead run at 2nd for Rocket City as they're trying to complete a miraculous comeback in Game 1 of a series with Montgomery. Meanwhile, in Birmingham, top of the 7th inning, 10-6. Barons over the M-Braves, the Lookouts, and the Smokies off tonight after they played on Monday to celebrate Memorial Day in Kodak. Smokies won 10-1 over Chattanooga. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Brewers farm system. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. We'll start in single A. The Carolina Mudcats lead the Lynchburg Hillcats by a 5-1 score. In high A, Peoria leads Wisconsin 7-3 in a final in triple A. The Charlotte Knights at 26-26 take down the Nashville Sounds by a 4-2 final. Noah Campbell made his triple A debut in the 9th inning. Got an at-bat as the Sounds fall by a 4-2 final. Final in the big leagues, Toronto 7, Milwaukee 2. A final from the Rogers Center. Here in Biloxi, the Shuckers win it 3-2 over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and the Shuckers will head into tomorrow 4 games behind the Blue Wahoos for first place in the Southern League South Division. Before we say goodbye, make sure to check out at Brewers and at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter. Make sure to Google Milwaukee Brewers on YouTube in about 20 minutes. The Freshman, that is a documentary series that the Brewers have been doing the past couple of months. They have an entire episode dedicated to Jackson Churio. The Brewers sent a film crew down to Biloxi. They spent a week here talking to various players and coaches on the Shuckers. You'll hear from Mike Guerrero. You'll hear from Chucky Caulfield. You'll hear as well from Shuckers development coach Christian Correa about Jackson Churio, the top prospect in baseball. You'll also hear from Jackson Churio himself. It is an amazingly good piece. It's about 20-25 minutes, a very good use of your time from about 9:30 till about 10 o'clock on YouTube, on Twitter, wherever you can find it. Make sure to take a look at it. It's called The Freshman, and it is a look at Jackson Churio, a week in the life of the top prospect here in Biloxi. Tonight from Biloxi, that'll do it for us here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers win it 3-2 over Pensacola. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of 1,810 here at MGM Park. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Tobias Myers goes for Biloxi, 3-2 with a 5.20 ERA against the lefty Luis Palacios, 2-1 with a 5.06 ERA. 6:35 first pitch will be with you at 6:20 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Until then, have a great first part of your Wednesday. We'll talk to you Wednesday night for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live. Have a great night.